Okay, so today's brachos daf tes. We're on Chesmer Beis, four lines from the bottom. Ika de masni lahodr of Acha bar Chanina. So there, Gemara's going to bring another psak halacha of Acha bar Chanina. Talking about a brisa, a different brisa. Yesterday we talked about we mentioned the brisa where someone said that you could say sometimes someone could say Shema two times at night, once before Amud Shachar and once after Amud Shachar and Biyotze, for both one the night before and for the morning. Ika de masni lahodr of Rav. There are sometimes you might be able to read Kriya Shema two times in the day. Four lines in the bottom of Chesam Beis. Two times during the day. Achas kodam neitzachama, once before sunrise. Va'achas la'achar neitzachama, once right after sunrise. V'yotze behen yidei chavasa. Yibi yotze yichiyuv. Right? Achas shoyom ve'achas shalayla. The one you said before neitz, you'll be for the night before, and the one after neitz will be for the coming day. The Gemara says Hagufa Kasha. Well, the Brisa is inherently inconsistent. Why? Because Amarta Pamim Shadam Kor Kriya Shema Shtei Pamim Mayom. You said the Brisa says sometimes you can read Kriya Shema two times during the day. Alma Kodim Neitzachama Yamamahu, which is Mashma before Neitzachama is considered day. The Brisa says it's two times during the day. So it means that before Neitzachama will be considered day. The Hadar Tani Yotze Behenye Dechovasa, and then it says Yotze Yechiyav. Once the one after Nates is for the day, and the one before Nates is for the night, which is Mashma, that before Nates is nighttime. So which one is it? Amalailahu. So which one is it? It says, no, lo, lo, olam, yamamahu. Really, before Nates Hachama, it's still day. You have a los, you have all other things, but before Nates is going to be considered day already. Behind the Karli Laila, why is it called Laila? As Tosas points out, the Gabi Kriyashma can still be considered Laila because the Ika Inshe the Ganu Bahishaita. Because nobody in this room, but there are people who are still sleeping before people still sleeping before sunrise. Right, Rashi says, Mishum the Ika the Ganu, the Karin Baby Shapucha, and still considered Bishapucha because there are some people who are still sleeping. Therefore they can be Yotze. According to this, you would be able to be Yotze if right before Neitzachamu with the saying Kriyashma before, which sort of goes against what we said, because the Mishnah said on Tolalos, right? The first Mishnah said Tolalos. Okay, to work it out. Amrav Achar by Reb Chanina, Amrav Bishu ben Levi. Sorry. Oh yeah, the halacha Reb Shimon she'amar Bishu ben Rabbi Kiva. The halacha follows Reb Shimon who said the name Rabbi Kiva that you could be Yotze Yechov of Kriyashma of Myri of the evening after. I think it's going back to the first one after Alos Hashachar. I mean, not by Nates, but like we said in the Mishnah, after Alos. Meaning you can say, if you go up to, you can say Kriya Shema for the night, up to Alos. And then after Alos, you can start saying Kriya Shema for the next morning. But Amar Rabbi Zeira, Ubilvaj lo yomar hashkivenu. You can't say hashkivenu. Why can't you say hashkivenu? Because you're not going to sleep. You just woke up. But you can't say hashkivenu. Rashi says, Ubilvaj lo yomar hashkivenu, hakorek Kriya Shema shalayla. Shachris, Samach L'Omer HaShachar, if you're saying Kriya Shema of the nighttime Kriya Shema, early in the morning, right before Omer HaShachar, Lo Yomar Hashkivenu. You can't say Hashkivenu. She'ein od zman tchilas shchiva, el sof zman shchiva. Because Hashkivenu, if you look at the words Hashkivenu, it says that it should protect us when we're going to sleep. As we're going to sleep. This isn't as we're going to sleep. It's the very end of going to sleep. And actually waking up for many people. So you're not going to be able to say Hashkivenu. I'm not saying Allah L'maisim is reading what the Gemara says. Rashi's that Tosos points out, Rashi seems to be indicating that this memra of saying as long as you don't say Hashkivenu is going back on the original two Ikadamris, on the original Ikadamri who says that that Amud HaShachar is you try to straddle Amud HaShachar. But Tosos says with Peirush Hasar Mikutzi at the bottom of Tosos, the second Tosos, the Hasar Mikutzi says the Kaya Kodem HaNeitz, talking about the second Ikadamri, someone's trying to straddle Neitz. The Sulik Minei. Ulakaka Amr lo much the Mimhashkivenu the Lazman Shriva. He says you can't say Hashkivenu for different reasons because it's no longer the time of Shriva at all. It doesn't do with subjectively you're getting up, which is objectively that's no longer Zman Shriva. Kevin Sha'alok Far Amr Shachar Filo Kodominates, because it's too early in the morning or too late at night to say Hashkivenu. He also Rav Yitzhak Bar Yosef. When Rav Yitzhak Bar Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amar Ha, he says this psak. And he said that this psak of Acha Rabbi Chanina Amar Rabbi Shua Levi, who said that the halacha of Shimon in the name of Rabbi Akiva, that you can straddle Amud HaShachar la beferish itmar. He didn't say it explicitly. Ela mechlala itmar. It's learned out. It's inferred Dahu zuga the rabbanim the ishtuk. It's an interesting story. He had this pair of rabbanim, the ishtakor behiula devrei Rabbi Yeshua bar Levi. He had this pair of tamid chachamim that got drunk at Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's son's wedding. They got drunk and they fell asleep. And I guess they woke up around Amud HaShachar and they missed Kriya Shema the night before. So Asul Kamid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they came before Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and they asked the Chassan's father, Amar, can they say Kriya Shema now? It's before Nates. It's before Amud HaShachar. They want them to say Kriya Shema. Amar, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Kedayu Rabbi Shimon L'smocha La B'Shas Adchak. In a Shas Adchak, you know, your onis over here, I don't know why you're onus, if you got drunk. You're onus over here, and you could be so mecha on Rabbi Shimon. Right? And you can say Kriya Shema of the night, even up to, I'm not sure if it's Amud HaShachar or Nates over here. Rashi doesn't point out. Okay. So you can say Kriya Shema till that point, to far, whichever one it is. Now the Gemara is finally going back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah brought the story of the children of Rabbi Gamliel, who also, they came back from the party after Chatzos, and they wanted to say Kriya Shema. So they asked their father if they could say Kriya Shema, and Rabbi Gamliel said to them, you can say Kriya Shema up to Amud HaShachar. The Chachamim said up to Chatzos, Rabbi Gamliel said up to Amud HaShachar. So Gemara asks, these are Rabbi Gamliel's sons. They didn't know what their father held. Only until now they had to ask. But Hashtalo Shemile Lahada Rabbi Gamliel, up to this point in time, the sons of Rabbi Gamliel didn't know what their father held, that Kriya Shema can be said all the way to Alos, but they had to ask him whether they can say Kriya Shema now, even though it's after Chatzos. So Hachik Amrle. So this is what they said to their father. Rabbanon Pliga Alifcha, Alucha. The Rabbanon argue on you. You know the Rabbanon argue. They say, the Chachamim and Mishnah say, that the Halacha is only to say Kriya Shema up to Chatzos. And Yachid Rabim Halacha Karabim. And they're the Rabim. Shouldn't we paskin like the Rabim? And therefore, we cannot say Kriya Shema now. We missed it. What are we supposed to do? O Dilma, or Rabbanan Kivasach Sviruluhu. Or maybe the Rabbanan really do hold like you. Me'ikar Adin, the Rabbanan do hold like you, that Kriya Shema is up to Amud HaShachar. L'haydek Amri HaChatzos. And the only reason why they say Chatzos, it was Adin the Rabbanan. They wanted to make a Gezerah, they want to make a Siyag, Kedei L'harfik Adam and Avera. To distance somebody from the Avera. They don't want someone to say, oh, I have time, and then they'll push it off, and they'll fall asleep, and they'll miss it. So they want to be Mizaris, you to say it as early as possible. So what's the story? Do the Rabbanan agree with you, and therefore, you know, maybe b'di'evet we can say all the way to Amud HaShachar, or do the Rabbanan really argue with you, Me'ikar Adin, and therefore we have to pass like the Rabbanan, because they're the Rabbim. So Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Gamliel says back to his sons, Rabbanan Kivasei Sviralu. The Rabbanan are molded to me, they agree to me, that Minar Torah, the time of Kriya Shema, lasts all the way until Amud HaShachar. V'chayovim Atem, and therefore you, Midaraisa, are chayav to say Kriya Shema, because it's just a little bit after Chatzos. And the fact that the Rabbanan say you only have it to Chatzos is kedei laharfik adam in aveira, is to distance somebody from the aveira. So there's an interesting Rabbeinu Yonah in the back. Rabbeinu Yonah said in the back of the Ran on Daf Beis. Rabbeinu Yonah asks, well, according to the Rabbanan who say that the zman of Kriya Shema is only up to Chatzos, does that mean they're makia and you cannot say Kriya Shema after Chatzos? I mean, they made it to come to the Rabbanan. If you can still go beyond it, what's the purpose of the takana? Maybe the Rabbanan have the power to be mafkia the din d'oraisa, to uproot the din d'oraisa, and they say, once you hit Chatzos, you're done. You can't say anymore. The same way that you can be mafkia kia shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, they can be mafkia lulav on the first day, if it falls out on Shabbos, mafkia lulav on the first day of Sukkot if it falls out on Shabbos, they'd be mafkia the halach of the rule of Kriya Shema up after Chatzos. If that's the case, then I understand the story, what's going on here. You have to pass like the Rabbanan, and there'll be mafkia, the halacha, yeah, Mikar Adin, you can go to Amud HaShachar, but we can't do it anymore after the Takana. Or do we say, no, like I say that, L'chad Chila, you should, that's the rule, but it seems to be, but if you have a Shkas HaDchak or something happened, you can go all the way till Amud HaShachar.
What's the issue again? When you go to sleep, not when you sleep.
Or it means when you're sleeping. That's the machlokas. Right. Okay, then the Mishnah said, continued, that it seems to be, the assumption is that Rabbi Gamliel continues and says, V'lozo bilvad amru, and not only here do Chachamim say that the din really is to Amud HaShachar, but they make the takana only to Chatzos, there are other times also that there are a few other times also where they say that really you only can go until Chatzos, even though the real Mikar didn't go to Amud HaShachar. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan Mika Amar Chatzos. Why is the assumption being is that this is Rabbi Gamliel still speaking? So if that's the case, it's Rabbi Gamliel saying, not only here do I say only till Chatzos, but even in other places you can only stop at Chatzos. Rabbi Gamliel never said until Chatzos. He doesn't hold of this takana. He says you can go all the way to Amud Shachar. So Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel Mika Amar Achatzos, the Katani Velo Zobel Vadamru. Is Rabbi Gamliel the one who says until Chatzos that he's the one who's going to say not only this, but in other places as well? So Gemara says, no, don't read it that way, which is probably the way we read it to begin with. Rabbi Gamliel says to his children, I hold you can go all the way to Amud Shachar, there's no problem. You don't have to any of this Chatzos going on. But even to the Rabbanon who say that until Chatzos, you only have until Chatzos, mitzvasa atshiyale Amud Shachar, the real Ikar Adin is till Amud Shachar, vahad the Ka'amri ad Chatzos, until you come to Chatzos, kadei lahachik adam eraveira. The same thing, he's just explaining the lach of the Rabbanon. That Rabbanon say that Mikar Adin, you can go to Amud Shachar, but Mida Rabbanon, they say you have to stop at Chatzos. So the mission that continued, Hector Chalavim. They gave the examples really you can be makriv of all the fats and the limbs all the way to the morning. Also, it's mitzvah amud shachar, but the chachamim say you have to do it by chatzos. And also, all the korbanos that can be eaten for a day and a night, so you makriv of your korban chatzos at 2 in the afternoon, you have all the way till nightfall, and technically you have that all night as well, to the next morning, not the chatzos, that's a wrong example, your korban toda, you have to, the chatzos is a cool bechah, it's completely burned in the mizbeach, so you left chatzim and I forgot. But, so you have all these korbanos that you have a day and a night to eat, should we go all the way till the morning? The Chachamim say you have to stop by Chatzos. That's what the Mishnah mentioned. But then the Gemara asks, "V'ilu achilas psachim." The Mishnah says two things. Look at the Mishnah. It says Hector Chalavim. Right. Let's read the Mishnah. Right. 29 days ago. Things you can put back. So it says Hector Chalavim Eivarim Mitzvah Tzadosh Achiyon of the Shachar. Case one. The kolhan echalun yom echad mitzvasan atchiyam amugal amud shachar. Case two. So the Gemara then says, but the ilu achilas psachim lo katani. But when it comes to the korban pesach, eating the korban pesach, it doesn't mention that. What does it mean? Really, the question apparently is that the korban pesach also should be able to eat till the next morning. But they made a rule: you have to stop by chatzos uri minu, and that's why they can bring another brisa. Another brisa gives another list of mitzvos: kriyas shma shel arvis. Right, the Kriyashma, v'halal b'leil psachim, and saying halal the night of Pesach, v'achilas Pesach, and eating the korban Pesach. The Brisa says mitzvah sanatri yalem u'ashachar. The mitzvah is for them. You can eat them. We can eat the Pesach. Focus on the Pesach. Eat the korban Pesach all the way up to amud hashachar, but we stop at chatzos. So why doesn't our Mishnah mention the achilas korban Pesach? Right, the Gemara says so. Amar Rav Yosef lo kasha. There's no kasha. Harav Blaz Razaya. Hari Bekiva. No, the Mishnah of Brisa represent two different shitas of what the rule is when it comes to the Korban Pesach. Our Mishnah doesn't mention that Achilas Korban Pesach is really can go all the way to Amud Shachar, but we make a takana that you can have it to Chatzos, because the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, who holds that Mido Raisa, the Korban Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos. The Brisa, which mentions the Korban Pesach as one of the things that just has this rule that we make earlier to Chatzos, but make our dinner can go to Amud Shachar. That is according to Rabbi Akiva, because he holds this man of Achilas Korban Pesach is Adam or Shachar. The Sanyan, how do we know that? We have the following Brisa. Pasuk says, V'achlu es habasar, speaking about the Korban Pesach, you eat the meat of the Korban Pesach, b'layla hazeh, on this night. What does it mean on this night? So, b'lazeh ben Azayah omer, nemer kan b'layla hazeh. It says by the Achilas Korban Pesach at this night, b'layla hazeh. B'nemer lahalon, and it says elsewhere by Makas Bechoros, v'avarti b'eretz Mitzrayim, b'layla hazeh, at this night. Malahalon ad chatzos. So just like Machas Mechoros was, it doesn't mean ad chatzos. Machas Mechoros was ad chatzos. It started and ended at chatzos. I'm not exactly sure what it's not a clean comparison. He says, Malahalon ad chatzos, just as Machas Mechoros took place at chatzos, Afkan, so too the mitzvah, Chilis Korban Pesach, is ad chatzos. Ends at chatzos. So Amrlei, so Rabbi Kiva says, Amrlei Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Mazaria, well, that doesn't make sense. For Lokfar Nemar, it says another the pasuk before Vavarti Eretz Mitzrayim Balayla Zeh says Ve'achaltem Oso B'chipazon Pesachul Hashem. You have to eat it in haste. So we learn Ad Shas Chipazon. You can eat the Korban Pesach through the time where you're hastily leaving Mitzrayim. When did we leave Mitzrayim? In the morning. So you have until the morning to eat the Korban Pesach. So you see, it's Machlokas. Rabbi Kiva Lazar Ben Azariah is when you can eat the Korban Pesach. So imkein matam lomer b'layla. Oh, so according to Rabbi Kiva, if you're telling me that I can eat the korban Pesach all the way till the morning, why does it say b'layla? It says b'layla azeh. So we have to relax on both words, b'layla and azeh. So what does b'layla mean? So he says yochol yenechal kikadoshim bayom. You might have thought that it is like a regular korban. A regular korban can be eaten the day you were shechted, right? You shecht the korban shlamim, right, during the day. You can eat the korban shlamim that day, and then the night, and then another extra korban shlamim. The korban Pesach is also shechted during the day. So you might think that just like the korban shlamim, you can eat it at the day that you shechted. Therefore, Bekiva says, no, you have for the korban Pesach, you have to delay, and you only can start eating it at night. He says, right, yochlu yeh nechal kikadoshim vayom, tamal omer balayla. Balayla hu nechal below vayom. It only has the night. But according to Bekiva, that night is from nightfall till alos v'shachar. You have all night. Now Gemara says, okay, Bishlam al Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to Islik Zera Shava Istrech L'michtei Le'Hazeh. So right, the pasuk said about Laila Hazeh. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learned out the Zera Shava to Machas Bechoros, which said Laila Zeh, Laila Zeh. According to Rabbi Kiva, we just understood what the word Laila meant, and eat it at night. But what does the word Zeh mean? It's Benechel and Pasuk. You eat the Korban Pesach Balaila at night, and then you know you can eat it. What is Balaila Hazeh? Just this night. So the Gemara says El Rabbi Kiva Hai Hazeh Ma Avilei. What does it do with this Hazeh? So he says, no, lemu'ute laila achar hu da'asa. He comes to exclude the following night. Let's say it outside first. The Korban Pesach is technically a Korban Shlamim. Right? The Korban, right, if you shech the Korban Pesach, not during the right time, it's a Korban Shlamim. So, it has rules of Korban Shlamim. What's the rule of a Korban Shlamim? The Korban Shlamim is eating the day it shechted, that night, and the next day. It's 2 days in a night. So you might have thought, that this Korban Pesach, you have to eat it, balayla, can only be eat it at night. Can't be eat it the day, but maybe you can extend night, skip the next day, and eat again the following night. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Balayla hazeh." Only this night you can eat it. I'll read it inside. The meute layla acher hu da'asa. Salkatai dechamina. You might have thought, "Hol pesach kachim kalim, shlamim kachim kalim." Just like a current pesach is kachim kalim, and the shlamim is kachim kalim. Mashlamim nechal mishnei yomim layla echad. Just like the current shlamim is eaten for 2 days in one night. A pesach nechal shnei laylas b'machom shnei yomim. Maybe the pesach will be eaten 2 nights instead of 2 days. Right? It'll be eaten for 2 nights. V'yenechal shnei laylas v'yom echad. Maybe you can have night, day, night. I guess. Kamash malon, balayla zeh, this night. Balayla zeh means lel tezvavu nechal, the enu nechal balayla acher. It's only one night. So even though it's a kachuk kalim as a shlamim, it still only gets one night. And that night, though, according to Rabbi Kiva, because of the chipazon, extends all the way to Amud HaShachar. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, wait a second. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're going to ask, since he learned balayla zeh for the gzeira shava, so how does he know this din that the Pesach can only be eaten for one night? Balayla Zev, for him, who says that the Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos. Maybe it can only be eaten until Chatzos on night one. And again, on night two, only until Chatzos. How does he know only one night? He can't learn it out from Hazeh, because he uses Balayla Zev for the Gzeira Shava to Makas Bechoros. So Rabbi Elazar Azariah says, Miloso Siru Ad Boker Nafka. The Pasuk says, I'll leave the Korban Pesach over till the morning. So if I can't leave the Korban Pesach over till the next morning, well then I can't leave, by extension, it can't go to the following morning. But by that next morning, it's already, you can't have any nosa ever left over. So now for Rabbi Kiva, Ime Hassam, if it's from there, Hava Mina my Boker Sheni. I'm not sure. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Boker doesn't necessarily mean the next Boker. It can mean the following Boker as well. If I would have the rule, if you don't learn it the way I learn it, you won't be able to learn that from Boker. Because Boker would mean, it becomes noser only after the second Boker. But Rabbi Elazar Azariah says, kol boker, boker rishono. Now the word boker, by definition, the word boker means the next morning, not the morning after the next morning. So that's what it says. So, but bottom line is, the whole shock of attire here was to prove that there's a machlokas in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as to when the end time for the Korban Pesach is. According to Rabbi Kiva, the end time for the Korban Pesach is when? It's Ad HaMoed HaShachar. So the Brisa that mentioned Korban Pesach as one of these things that can go to the Moed HaShachar, that's according to Rabbi Kiva. And our Mishnah, which does not mention the Korban Pesach, that's called like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says the Korban Pesach, Mi'ikar Adin, is only to the Chatzos. It's not one of those things that can go to the Moed HaShachar, but we make a takana that we stop at Chatzos. And then the Gemara continues that machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is similar to another machlokas Tanayim. Vahani Tanai, Kahani Tanai. There's another machlokas Tanayim similar to this. Tanya, we have a brisa. This is the pasuk that's talking about Korban Pesach in Dvarim. It says, Sham Tizbach es ha Pesach ba'erev. There you should Shech, the Korban Pesach, at night, Kivoa Shemesh, when the sun goes down, Moed Seiskam Mitzrayim. At the Moed, the same time when you left Mitzrayim. So there are three time periods mentioned in this pasuk. Right, is but Erev, the Erev, it's right, it says but Erev. Erev means from Chatzos and on. So that's time period number one. Then it says Kevoa Shemesh, when the sun sets, that's at dark. That's time number two. And then it says Moed says Chal Mitzrayim, the same time we left Mitzrayim. And we left Mitzrayim when? During the day. So we have afternoon, night, day. It's mentioned in the Pasuk. Which one is it? What's the story? So Rabbi, so we have to now touch each one of these time periods. Rabbi Eliezer, before it was Elazar ben Azariah, this is Rabbi Eliezer, which is typically Elazar ben Hyrcanus, right? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ba'erev, which means at Chatzos, after Chatzos, at Hazoveach. That's when you shech the Korban Pesach. Ukivo Hashemesh, meaning at nightfall, at Ha'ochel. That's when you eat it, the Korban Pesach. Umoed Seischam in Mitzrayim, and in the morning, when you left Mitzrayim, at Hasorif. That's when you burn the leftover Korban Pesach, because once you hit the morning, that's when you burn it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, so therefore he's going to hold, let's see a second. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, but Erev Atazoveach, and in the afternoon is when you shecht it. Kivo Hashemesh, you eat it, right? You can eat it. Va'ad Mosayat Ta'ochel Baholich, and until when can you eat it? Ad Moed says from Mitzrayim. So you see that Rabbi Yeshua says that you can eat it from the Erev all the way to Kivo Hashemesh, holding like Rabbi Akiva that says the time to eat it is till the morning. But Rabbi Eliezer, and Holy Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, was going to say that no, you eat it at night and you burn it in the morning, but you cannot eat it all the way through till the morning. He's going to hold like Elazar ben Azariah, like our Mishnah, that Korban Pesach ends at Chatzos, which goes into the whole thing about when you can eat your afikomen. You have to stop your afikomen at Chatzos. So, you know, because the afikomen, if that's the ikar achila of the matzah, and the matzah is eaten with the Korban Pesach, so then your yotze, you have to eat it, stop at Chatzos. There's a famous time, the Avnei Nezer, the whole to-do of Pesach. You can get to that in a couple months. We'll learn about that. All right. Next. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, now a little bit more gata, Hakol Modim. Right, the brisa before was brought down from Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva as to whether the Pesach, Korban Pesach, is eaten until Chatzos or until Alos HaShachar. But, and Rabbi Akiva learned from the word B'chi Pazon, that the Pesach can be eaten all the way to Alos HaShachar, but the Gemara now is going to explain what the word B'chi Pazon means. So, Amar Rabbi Abba, Kol Modim, Kishenoglu, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim. Everyone agrees when Bnei Yisrael were redeemed, right, Lo Nigalu Ela Be'erev. In other words, the Mitzrayim gave them permission to leave at night. Shenei Amar, because the Pasuk says, here in the Pasuk, we were able to leave at night. But the actual leaving time, lo yatsu el bayom. They only left during the day. Because it says, b'machras ha-pesach, and the next day, after the Korban Pesach, yatsu b'nei Yisrael b'yad maral le'nei kol Mitzrayim. Left during the day, with all pomp and circumstances, and everyone can see. Alma nechleklu, so what's their machlokas? If they left during the day, why can't you eat the Korban Pesach to the day? What's their machlokas? When it says that you can eat it till the chipazon, what does chipazon mean? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Ma chipazon? Chipazon Mitzrayim. Chipazon is discussing about the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim pushed us out when at night. So that means we eat the Korban Pesach up to the night. Rabbi Kiva says, "My chipazon. What chipazon? The rushing of what? Chipazon the Israels. The rushing of Bnei Israel. When did we rush out? We rushed out in the morning." Right, and Tanya Nami Hachi. So that's another way to learn the Machlokas as to when what the word Chipazon is. Chipazon described the Mitzrayim. Their Chipazon was to push us out at night, or Chipazon is, and that's the limit of the Korban Pesach. Or does Chipazon describe the Bnei Yisrael? Their Chipazon was during the day, or early in the morning, so we can Korban Pesach up to that time in the morning. So Tanya Nami Hachi, learned similarly in the Brisa. Pasuk says, "Hotziyacha Hashem lekecha Mitzrayim laila." Hashem took us out at night. Kiba laila yatsu. Did we leave at night? Valo yatsu el bayom. We left during the day. Shnei Amar Mimachas haPesach Yachid Meisrael miYad Mara. El Malamed Shehitchilal Lehem Geulam BiBeErev. That the Geula started at night, which, if you remember, also was the machlokas about whether or not we had to do Smicha Geula Tfila at Ma'ariv. Because the question was, when did the Iker Geula start? According to Rabbi Yochanan, since the Geula began at night. So there's a chiyuv to do smichas geula tefila at night. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, since the ikar geula was only during the day, there was no idea of smichas geula tefila during the day. During the night, sorry. Okay, so now the Gemara is explaining more psukim about Yetzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk says that Ber Nabo is Ne'am, right, speaking to the ears of the people, and the pasuk continues, Vishalu Ish Me Yisra'eyu, Vishal Me Yisra'eyu, so Klei Kesef Klei Zahav, right? Let's get the money. Let's take the money and plunder Mitzrayim. So Amri Debei Rabbi Yanai, he says from the Beis Medrash Rabbi Yanai, Ein Na El Lashon Makasha. The word Na means please. It's a request. So Amro Lahele Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. It's like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is pleading with Moshe, is requesting that Bnei Yisrael ask for this. Right, Bivakasha Bimcha. I'm begging you. I'm pleading with you. Lech Vemor Lehem Yisrael. Please ask Bnei Yisrael. Bivakasha Mikem and ask them. Sha'alu Mitzrayim Klei Kesef Lizav. Ask them to ask for the gold and silver from Mitzrayim. Why? Shelo Yomer Oso Tzadik. So that Tzadik, meaning Avram Avinu, right? What doesn't say to me? Doesn't have a taina against me, Hashem. The pasuk where you promised that they're going to work hard, have hard labor in Mitzrayim, that you kept. But the achre kein yitzu b'chush gadol lo yoki on them, and that they're going to leave with a lot of money, you didn't keep. What does he need? What does Hashem need? The excuse. I was thinking. Need the excuse that Avram Ravina is going to have a taina on me. You keep your word. That was your promise. Your promise was that you're going to leave with b'chush gadol. He has to do it anyway. It's nothing to do with Avram Ravina. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Before the time.
Okay.
So that shibur actually is going to be completed with other malchuyos, and then they'll leave with
Ruach Hashem.
Assembly here now.
Okay. So Amrulo, so Bnei Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, back after he said, go ask them for the money, he says, Ulvai shenetzim batzmenu. We don't need any money, we just want to get out of here. Just let us out now. What if they go around dealing with getting, just let us leave. Mashal Adam Shai Chavash Beis Asurim. Similar parable to a man who's sitting in jail, by Omer Lo Bnei Adam, and people said to him, Motzimos Kol Lemachar Beis Asurim, V'nosim Lecham Omer Harbe. You're going to leave tomorrow, when you leave tomorrow, I'll give you a lot of money. But Omer Lohem, he says, V'akashamikem, Hotziyunu Hayom, V'inu Hakeshkom, just let me out today, I don't need anything. I'd rather leave today with nothing than tomorrow with a lot. So that's why you had to beg Bnei Yisrael, because you want to get out of jail. Have you ever been to jail?
No.
Okay, so we can't ask that. Okay? So, well, no, but. You know what it's like in solitary confinement? You know what it's like to be in jail? You know what it's like to be in a ghetto? You know what it's like to be in... Let me out now! We're not talking about the federal penitentiary where the guys go upstate and play tennis all day. So, we're talking about jail. Right. So, he says... So too. They said that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu had to ask them... Please request from Mitzrayim, because he knew they didn't want to deal with this. They just wanted to leave. Okay.
I mean, is it true, though, if a guy's in Auschwitz, that he could leave right now, but tomorrow he could leave with $1 million?
I've never been. I don't know. I've never been.
Right? Is that true?
What?
They would leave that second?
I think they would leave.
100%.
I think they would leave in a heartbeat. Right. If you're in hell, just get out.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, let's go back there. The pasuk says, "Vashem nasana schena am bnei Mitzrayim v'shalom." And the bnei Yisrael, they were found favor in the eyes of Mitzrayim, and they asked for the money. The yashilum, and they asked him, "Amar b'kiva malamid shehishilum bal korcham." Somehow that teaches us that it was bal korcham, meaning it was against their will. So because it doesn't say vayashilu, it's vayashilum, an extra mem. What's the mem there for? So Igad Army Balkorchum the Mitzrayim, some say the Bnei Israel forced the Mitzrayim to give them the money. Igad Army Balkorchum the Israel, and some say that the Mitzrayim forced Bnei Israel to take the money. Manda Amr Balkorchum the Mitzrayim, those who say that it was against the will of the Egyptians, I didn't know that. Diksev, the Pasuk says, tell him, Univas Bayis Techalek Shalai, Shalal. Univas Bayis, they'll take the booty. Manda Amr Balkorchum the Israel, Mishum Masoy, the one who says it was against the will of Bnei Israel, listen, they didn't want to carry it. They didn't want to schlep it. It was too heavy. So they didn't want it. But also it says that if they looted and plundered all of the Mitzrayim now, so the Medrash says that after Kriyas Yamsuf, they got all the booty of Mitzrayim, and there was more after Kriyas Yamsuf than they took from Mitzrayim. Where did the Mitzrayim have all that money that washed up on the shore of Yamsuf if Bnei Israel just took everything out when they left a couple days earlier? Where did all that money come from?
Going out to war, you bring so much...
Different way, but where did it come from?
So they ask your neighbors who live 5 miles away, 10 miles away.
Right. Right. So
it's the same question.
Okay.
Where do they have all these horses? Right. They already have the animals
right now. Yeah, a lot. Okay. All right, the pasuk says, "Vayinatzlu es hamitzrim." What does that mean? Vayinatzlu means like a trap. Vayinatzlu. Amar Rabbi Ami milamit chasu kimitzudash einba dagon. That they made Mitzrayim into a trap, a bird trap. A bird trap. You spread out the net, and then you put feed in it, so the birds come, and then you close the trap. So it made this mitzudash einba dagon. There was no wheat. There was nothing left. Right? Reish Lakish amar asu kimitzudash einba dagon. They made like a trap in the water that there were no fish. They plundered and took everything out. Everything out of Mitzrayim. And now the Gemara is in the Darshan. We just raised that, right? So now the Gemara is in the Darshan of Psukim. Mati's answer, I think, is correct. Is that wherever they were, that's where they plundered. The people who lived further down the river and not in the areas where they were, they had. So the Mitzrayim, the Paro went and took all those.
They didn't want to ask initially, but when they asked, they took everything.
Or the Mitzrayim gave them everything. Right? So the Pasuk says by the Sneh, right? Moshe asks Hashem, what Bnei Yisrael asked for your name, what should I tell them? So he says, Ekya Asher Ekya. Right? So Amar Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Lechem Or Lehem Yisrael, go tell Bnei Yisrael, Ani Hayisi Imachem B'Shibut Zeh, I was with you in this Golos of Mitzrayim, V'Niyeya Imachem B'Shibut Malchios, and I'll be with you in other times when you have Shibut Malchios. So Moshe Rabbeinu says back to him, Amar Lepaner, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Dayel Etzar B'Shaista. It's enough the Tzar we have now, you're going to have to tell us and remind us that there's going to be Tzar later on, they can be with us in the next time we have Tzar. So Amar Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to them, Lechem Olehem, Eyeh Shlachani Alechem. That's why, because the Pasuk says, Vayomer Shema Moshe, Ekya Asher Yekya, and then it says, Vayomer Kosem Ale Beis Yisrael, Ekya Shlachani Alechem. So what happened to the second one? First it says it twice, then it says it once. So the Gemara says, first because Moshe said, I'm going to be with you, Hashem says, I'm going to be with you with this Tzaros and with the following Tzaros, and the Moshe responds, don't tell us about the following Tzaros, let's deal with what we have now. So he says, okay, Lechem Olehem, Ekya Shlachani Alechem. And then since we learned the word that says Ekya twice, so we're going to go back and say somewhere else where it says something twice. We've mentioned this a few times already. Aneni Hashem Aneni, by the Tefillah of Eliyahu, by Har Carmel, when he's having the battle with the Nevi'ei HaBaal, he says Hashem, Aneni Hashem Aneni. He says Aneni twice. Amar Rabbi Abba, Lama Amar Eliyahu Aneni Shtei Pamim. Why did I say it twice? Why did he say it twice? Milamed Sha'amar Eliyahu, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, teaches us Eliyahu said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Aneni Shetere Eish Min HaShemayim, B'tocha Kol HaShem HaZbeach, number one, answer my prayer that the fire will come down from the heaven and eat everything on the Mizbeach. And number two, Aneni Shetaseach Daitam, that should be enough, that the Rishayim should recognize what they're doing wrong, Kedei Shelo Yomru Maisik Shafim Heim, that they should recognize them and say that this isn't just an act of a sorcery, that this is really Kodesh Baruch Hu. Open their eyes and that they should be willing to accept the truth. Shenei Amar, the Pasuk says, at the end of in Melachim Aleph, it says, Vata Hasivosa Es Liba Machronis, you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, as a nace, turn their hearts, meaning naturally, they would not have accepted this, despite the fact that the fire came down from Shemayim. They would not have accepted that it came from Kodesh Baruch Hu. They would have chalked it up to something else. So that's why it says, "Ato hasivoses liba macharonis." You had to turn their hearts around to recognize that this came from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Next Mishnah, right? The first Mishnah said, "Me'emas haikorim shema ba'arvin." Second Mishnah says, "Me'emas haikorim shema b'shacharis." When can we start saying Kriya Shema in the morning? Couple cheetahs. Number one. Mishayakir ben Tcheles Lelavan. When you can recognize the difference between the Tcheles and the Lavan, to figure out where. Recognize the difference between light blue and white. Rabbi Lezer Omer, no, when is it? It's ben Tcheles Lekarti. I guess this would be a later time when it's a little brighter and you can recognize the difference between blue and green. Tcheles and Karti. And Rabbi Lezer continues, Ad Neitzachama. We have a very, very small window to say Kriya Shema in the morning. You can say Kriya Shema from this Miyakir between Tcheles Lekarti until sunrise. That's it. That's the only time you can say, that's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Rabbi Shua says, no. Ad Shalosh Shalosh, until the end of 3 hours. Shekein Derech Malachim La'amo B'Shalosh Shalosh. Because there are still the kings, they wake up later. So Mikumecha is going to go all the way till after 3 hours when the kings wake up. But Hakor Mikand Eilech, if you read Kriya Shema after the Zman, whatever Zman that might be, Lo Hipsid Ka'adam HaKor B'Torah. There's no difference as if you read the Torah. Right, what's the Chiddush of that? Kriya Shema is part of the Torah. So what do you mean Lo Hipsid is as if you read the Torah? Of course it's as if you read the Torah. So I saw that someone said, no, because technically you're not allowed to read anything from the Torah. Dorvin Shebichsav, Iyata Yecholon Or Ba'peh. The halacha was, things that were written, you can't say by heart. You have to read them from the text. But when it came to Kriya Shema, they're telling you, don't worry about it. If you say it afterwards, Technically, you say Kriya Shema by heart, and even if you said it by heart, it still be Yotzei Kriya Shema. It's not not a big deal.
What is? Is that
Alos HaShachar? It's before, I believe.
Why didn't it say the same thing by Alos?
What? That what?
After. That if you read it after, if you quote it to the...
I don't know.
That Chatzos ends, if you say it after Chatzos, why didn't it say it? Well, if you read it after Chatzos, you can just took
it. That's a good question. I don't know. It's not consistent. It's not consistent. So, wait, what was your
question? Yotze the mitzvah?
No. Lo Hipsi, Adam HaKor B'Torah. You're Yotze learning. Right. Yotze learning. What was your question?
Is that after Alos HaShachar? Probably. Is that before
Nates? It's after Alos, before Nates, I think. Okay. All right. The Mishnah says, so my bein Tcheles HaLavan. What is what is the difference between Tcheles and Lavan? What do you have to be able to determine between Tcheles and Lavan? So Ilema, maybe you would say, bein Givavah da'amra chivarya, the Givavah da'amra d'chilta. Maybe between a pile of white wool and a pile of blue wool. When it gets that light. The Gemara says, no, habalayla nam meliyodi. That, if you have a whole pile of dark wool and a whole pile of light wool, even at night, he's saying you can oftentimes tell the difference. Ella bein tcheles shaba lelavan shaba. Difference between the tcheles in it and the lavan in it. Well, in what? So Rashi says, tcheles shaba, lavan shaba. Rashi says, first Rashi of the Gemara, he says, gizas tsemer. There's a strand of wool, shetsava tcheles, that you dyed it blue. Sometimes on that one piece, it doesn't. The dye didn't take throughout the whole string. So you have to. Shaba means on one piece that's being colored. Tosos doesn't like that. Tosos says, "Kasha katosos the amrina b'menachos." Gemara says in menachos, "Re'ei mitzvah zo shabat tavoi mitzvah acheres." The ezer zo kriya shema. He says you wear tchelis on your tzitzis. And you look at the tchelis and your tzitzis to remind you that there's another mitzvah that's dependent on the mitzvah of tzitzis. And what's that? That's Kriya Shema. So Tosfos says, ben tchelis shabba lelavan shabba means the tchelis on your tzitzis. Everyone used to wear tchelis, if you can tell the difference between the tchelis on your tzitzis, that's when it's time to say Kriya Shema. So right, Rashi says, and Tosfos says, imkein yishol farish ben tchelis shabba betzitzis, shahaya kavua bo tchelis, v'gam shnei chutei lavan. Well, right, he said two, we have on the strings, Tosos holds, that the tcheles are two blue, and right, shnechute, and two white, right, two blue and two white. That's what Tosos holds, which basically means, right, two blue, two white. Rambam holds one blue, seven white, and I think the others would hold it's four and four. According to Tosos, I think it's two blue and six white on the, because it's four strings. Two blue and six white. The machlokes of how many strings of tchelis have. Those who wear tchelis, you look around, everyone has something else on their tzitzis, on their talis. Okay. Tanya. We'll learn to the Braisa. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir gives other time frames of when you can start saying Kriya Shema. Misha Yakar bin Ze'ev lekelev. You can tell the difference between a wolf and a dog. They look pretty similar. So you can tell the difference between those two. That's when you say it. We keep Omer.
How far away?
I don't know. So ben chamor la arod, the difference between a donkey and a arod is like a wild donkey. I guess also I have things that look very similar. V'cheirim omrim, the cheirim say mishayir es chaveru rachok dal amos v'yakirenu. So here, where you see your friend four amos away and you can recognize him. And Amar Rav Huna says halach kacheirim. The halach is like a cheirim. Tosos is an interesting tosos. Who's this cheirim? Because typically in the Mishnayos, a cheirim is Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir just mentioned two lines ago. So is this a cheirim Rabbi Meir? Is a cheirim somebody else? So Tosfos says maybe it's somebody else, or maybe Rabbi Meir had karata and gave another example. But he says the halacha is cheirim, that's mishayakir. And Tosfos points out, Tosfos quotes to Yerushalmi. He says, Tosfos says Yerushalmi, which wasn't mishayakir somebody. If you don't know who anybody is, the person is, then you, no matter how close he is, you're not going to recognize who he is. If the person's a good friend of yours, you might be able to recognize him from much more greater distance. You can recognize how his outline, his shape, whatever. So it's something Tosso says, it's Sarach Lomer, you have to say that it's somebody that it's your ain't no rugel but rugel. It's an acquaintance. And not a friend, not somebody you don't know, but an acquaintance. And that seems to be the halacha as Mishayach. Amar Abaye says, lit filin ka'acherim. Abaye says, no. When it comes to when you can start putting on tefillin, which is a time before Kriya Shema, he says Kacherim. That's the early time for putting on tefillin is Misha Yakir. But in Kriya Shema, it's Kivasikin. You have to do it like the minhag of the Vasikin. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vasikin Hayagomen also in Netzachama. The Vasikin would finish Kriya Shema with Netzachama, therefore they would finish Kriya Shema right by sunrise and go right into Tefillah. Tanya Nami Achiv, we have that supports this as well. Vasikin Hayagomen also in Netzachama, they would finish Kriya Shema with Netzachama. Kadesh Yisma Gula Tefillah. So you can have Gula next to Tefillah, and him some is Palabayom. And then we're daven right in the beginning of the day. Amar Abzeir Mikra, what's the pasuk that supports this minhag that to dab to say Kriya Shema right before, and then daven right after Netzachama, because the pasuk says, "And tell him Yeruucha im Hashemesh." They will see you with the sun. So Yeruucha means you could be mekabel omachu shemayim with the Kriya Shema im Hashemesh, and then you just so make a little tefillah, and then you daven right away, right afterwards. Tosos just brings down from other places. It seems to be with inconsistencies in the psak, and he also brings down an interesting Gemara in Yoma that says that Hilni Amalka made this sort of like sundial that they placed in the base of Migdash, which they placed in, and when the sun hit that, it would spread the rays all over the place. Again, they didn't have atomic clocks and iPhones to know exactly when the time was, and when the sun hit that dial, it would spread the rays all over, and they would know that that's when it's time to say Kriya Shema. Mashal from there, that's my Kriya Shema is after the sun rises, and you just held like the Vasikin, who says it's before the sun rises. So it says, Hala Am, Hala the Kohanim, and the nation. You have to work out all the different times. Who? The Vasikin?
Yeah.
They were saying the second before Nates, right before Nates, and then say davening right after. Well, actually with the Nates. Right. So you have everything go together.
So they're saying Shema once it's already Nates.
No,
right before. Right before Nates. They're straddling Nates.
2 minutes before
Nates. What does that mean, straddling Nates? Is it day or is it not day?
What's the difference? They can say it beforehand. They're saying before Nates, say by Elos, but the Vasikin did it at that moment, at that exact precise moment.
That, the minutes of Misbal B.O.M. is referring to Shemaras,
correct. Correct. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Eliakim, Mishum Kehila de Kadisha, Yerushalayim, Kol HaSomek Ula Tfila, whoever is Somek Ula Tfila, Eino Nizok Kol Yom, won't have any problems during the day. So Amar Bezeira, is that really true? Eini Vaha Anam Samchli V'Zaki, I was Somek Ula Tfila, and I was damaged. They asked him, "Well, what was your damage?" My itzakt. What was your damage? The amtius asa lebeimalka. I had. They forced me to bring myrtle to the king. So hasam nami boiling the may of agra lemechse apimalka. They said that was also that's a bracha for you that you had to bring it. You were nene from the fact that you got to see the king because it's a good thing to see the king. Right, the Amr, so you weren't damaged. Amr biyochnan laolam yishadel adam larutz across malchi Yisrael. You should always run and see the kings of Israel. Not only should you want to go see the kings of Israel, even the Gaisha kings, you should go run to see the royalty. I guess that, see what's going on with the royalty. Because if you zoche to Olam Haba, Yachin ben Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Obikavim. Then you'll be able to know the difference between the king of Israel and the king of the Goyim. Very strange. And Tosas points out, what does that mean? Oh, it's a big deal that you're so Mekulot Tefillah. So we do it all the time, we're so Mekulot Tefillah. All right, so let's continue. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Rabbi Yilalu Ula ki alisa lahasam." When you go to Eretz Yisrael, "Shoyi b'shlomar de Rabbrune achi." Go find my son, my brother Rabbruna, b'mama kol chabura. When he's amongst the chevra, the Adam gadolhu. He's a big guy. B'sameach b'mitzvos. He's always happy when he does the mitzvos. Zim nachada one time. Samakula tefila. He was so makula tefila. V'lo pasik chucha mipumi kuliyama. And he was smiling all day. So Tosa says, "I understand." The best Tosa. We told him, "Kol olam samakula tefila." The whole world is so makula tefila. Umar Rabusa, the Rabbuna, lo pasik pupumye. So Rabbuna did it once and he was happy the whole day. We do it every day, twice a day. So he says, V'yishlom, the Hachikamar calls so makula tefila kivasikin. Shekori kriyash makodem nates. V'tefila achar nates. That's for the happiness. He says that Rabbuna was so happy because he did smichagula tefila the real way, which was right before nates and right after nates. That's why he was happy. So hechi matzi samech. So then Gemara asks, how are we even possible ever to be so mekulu tefila? V'ha'am Rabbi Yochanan says, but tefila who omer Hashem says haTiftach v'yigid l'secha. After we say Gal Yisrael, we say another pasuk, which separates between geula to the tefila. So Amr Rabbi Lazar, no, tehebe tefila shal arvis. We're so mekulu tefila by Mariv, which we say Hashem says haTiftach by Mariv, where we don't have to be so mekulu tefila. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Rabbi Yochanan says we do have to be so mekulu tefila by Mariv. So when we say Hashem Sol Sai Tiftach? So El Amar Rabbi Lazar to Hebe Tefilas Mincha. No, Hashem Svar Tzitzach, you say by Mincha. So Ravashi Amar Ravashi says, no, Apilu Tema Kula, we could be talking about all the Tefilas, so you can say Hashem Svar Tzitzach, the Kevin, and the Kavu Rabbanan Tefila, the Tefila Richta Damya. Since the Rabbanan made Takana, that's part of Tefila, that becomes a Tefila Richta. Debrenu Yona, Dilo Tema Achi, because if you don't say that, Arvis Matzisam, Hechim Matzisam, even Amariv, how could you be Smicha Kavu Tefila, Habay Lameim Hashkivenu? We say a whole nother bracha after Gal Yisrael. We say Hashkivenu. Ella, Kevin, the Kino Rabban, Hashkivenu, once they make the Takana, you're supposed to say Hashkivenu, it's Geula Richta Damya. It's considered a long Geula. Hachinami, so between the way we say Hashem Svar Tzitzach, it's Kevin the Kavod Rabban and Tefila, Ketefila Richta Damya. Two things. The Salvation is very mocked that the Tzibor should say Hashem Svar Tzitzach. We say from the Gemara here, it's Takuna, as part of Tefila, it's part of Tefila, you shouldn't start with Baruch. Others say differently, but you should say Hashem Svar Tzitzach. The other thing was, is how does Hashem Svar Tzitzach become part of the Tefila? So the Tefila Rabbi Yonah say that because Hashem Svar Tzitzach was said by David HaMelech after his sin with after he had the episode with Bathsheba. So he had the incident with Bathsheba, which was done by Mazin. He doing it by Mazin, you can't bring a carbon. So David Melch is pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me say the right words to get forgiveness. So to us, we don't have carbonos b'zman as that. We're in the same status as David Melch. So we say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, that our tefillah should be in lieu of the carbonos. We say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, and our mouth should say the right words in order that we can get kapara and get forgiveness. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.